This is a picture of an American football player holding a small child, and he's probably cheering because he's probably won something, like some bowl, for example, the Super Bowl, or something like that. There's a logo on the shirt, and the child has the same logo on the child's shirt, the same logo as the football players, and I think that it's probably a fan and a child of a fan, or the football player's son. And there is confetti in there, that's why I think they are celebrating. And there is a female, a woman, standing next to them, smiling. So I bet it's her child. It could be the football player's child, or a fan, as I said. And the woman standing next to him is probably the mother. I think it's a pretty nice picture. It's a lot of happy thoughts in it, and celebration, and not at all sad. It's really cozy, and everyone is smiling, and there are some people in the background also smiling, and The audience is blurred out, so you can't see if they are smiling. So I don't know if it's the home arena or the away arena. Okay, probably home, because it's confetti in there. I don't know much about American football, but I would say it's a home arena. Yeah? Is that okay?
You want to comment on this?
No, not really. Yeah, I think it's a happy picture. I guess they won. And that is probably the son of that man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should I say my name first?
Yes, please.
This is a picture on Happy New Year. There's a big pole, like, building which has the countdown from 10 to 1, and there's a lot of confetti in the air and a big screen telling Happy New Year, and there's a lot of confetti in the air, and it's probably, yeah, it is New Year's Eve, and everybody's celebrating. There's big lights and party fireworks. And there's a tall building on the side which has huge lights and big screens on them. And yeah, there's a lot of confetti in there.
Yeah. I would say it's New York. It looks kind of like New York, tall buildings. Yeah. And it's really happy, but it does seem a little faked. So I would say it's not a real picture, it's just a picture, and then they have put on some...
Yeah.
Because there aren't... I don't see any people, but it could be over the people's head. But I would say it's... It probably looks like that, but... No, it probably doesn't look like that. It could look like that, I don't know. But it does seem a little photoshopped. So, yeah, that's what I think. Yeah? Should I pick a book on you? You discover that a friend is using drugs. If you were in a situation like this, how would you react? What could you do? What should other people do? I would be very surprised. I don't really have that that kind of friends, but I guess anyone could start of different reasons, but I would be surprised. I would be a little scared, and I really wouldn't know exactly what to do. I could speak to a grown up. I should do that if I discover something like this. But I don't know if I would dare to do that. I don't know, because I don't want to tell on a friend, but it's really, drugs are very not that casual. It's really, it's a big deal if someone uses drugs, and the best thing would be to tell someone. I don't know if I would dare. Maybe he would get angry, the one using drugs. I think actually all people should speak to the police, or at least someone else that could speak to the police for them. And yeah, well, what do you think?
I wouldn't really do so much, because it's his choice. But if it's illegal, then I would really do something, like call the police and stuff. But if it really gets worse, then I would really take a part in it and make it better for that person.
Yeah, I would of course say to the person that it's really bad and he shouldn't do it. And if he doesn't listen to me, I would want to tell someone, but I'm not sure I would let dare. Yeah. That was pretty short, but... Should I put it on?
Your friend is skipping lessons in school. How would you react? What could you do? What should other people do? I would probably tell the teacher, so the teacher really keeps an eye on that person. And I would also talk personally to my friend and tell him that it's not good, it won't be so good in the future. It would just be better things then.
Yeah. I would bet the teacher already knew he was skipping. I don't know if it was like I was older and in university, that wouldn't be such a big deal. But in Swedish högstadiet, it would be it could ruin the grade in the lessons, and if they could lose their spot in the gymnasium. Yeah, and I would try to talk to the people, the friend skipping lessons, and tell him that it's bad. It's better to work harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I do another one?
Yes.
A friend asks you if he/she can copy your schoolwork. Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. I would say, no, you can't. But I maybe would tell him a little what he could write about, or her, and say, like, this, I wrote this, and you could search on the internet for that, and tell him a completation of small stuff, and give him tips. And ask if I could help them instead of just giving them the whole schoolwork. I would be a little. I would react like, no, are you stupid? But then I would like, no, you can't do that. But I could help them, and other people should they shouldn't give their homework away, because it lowers the grade for the person giving it away, and it's not legal. It's not legal like law, I think, but it's not right to do so, and other people should also. I think you should help the person instead. If he's having a hard time in school, you should try to help them.
I wouldn't, of course, give him the whole copy of my schoolwork, but I would, of course, help him a lot. But I would tell him that he has to do this by himself, because if my work is just an E grade, and he could have made an B or A, then it's just bad for him. Not so good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it could lower both.
Yeah.
Grades. Yeah. That's it, I guess. Do you want another one?
Should I? There are no empty seats on your bus when an elderly person gets on. Well, I wouldn't really do so much for that person if that person didn't really come up to me and ask for the seat, because then I could stand up and let her sit down, because the elderly needs it. Or if it's like a younger person sitting next to me, I would tell that person maybe to jump up, stand up, and give that person to the elderly.
I have actually been kind of that situation, but I'm not sure if the person didn't ask for the seat. I don't think I really would dare. I would feel embarrassed by standing up and like. But I know it's the right thing to do, and of course, if they asked, I would, of course, give them my seat. But I'm not sure if there is really a full bus, I would probably stand up, or I would ask the person, "Would you like to sit here?" And if they say yes, please, I would of course stand up. I'm not really that socially. I'm a little shy, so I wouldn't be very brave. But I would try to ask them, at least try to have the courage to ask them. Is that it?
Yeah.
Should I take a third one?
Yeah, we can go with the other ones.
People care too little about traffic laws. Agree or disagree? Explain why and give examples. I don't really know. I disagree. I think so. But I don't drive anything. I just walk and take the bus and bike. So I guess some people don't stop signs, but I don't notice it since I sit in the back of the car or walk. But sometimes I guess people are pretty good at following the law, because people often stop at crossing lanes, the white striped streets where you walk over, I'm not in traffic that much, when I'm in the bus, I really don't look at the traffic, so yeah.
I don't really know either, because I don't take the car so much or go by bus. I take the bike and walk. But what I know here in Sweden, they care really much. But what I've heard, other countries really don't. But some people here in Sweden might not care about the traffic laws and doesn't stop when it's a stop sign or red light. And doesn't really stop for people walking over. If they're in a hurry, they're just driving by people who's halfway over the street. And they don't really care about others in the traffic.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, some.
But traffic laws are, of course, for pedestrians too. They also have to follow laws. They can't just run into the street. But I think most of the people just walk on the sidewalk, drive a car on the road, and bike at the side of the sidewalk. Although I bike at the sidewalk sometimes, because there are a lot of traffic and I don't want to be too close to the cars. So yeah. That's maybe a common mistake. Yeah.
Yes.
You can.
People care too little about schoolwork. Well, most people, at least here, care about schoolwork. I haven't really seen person who doesn't. And what I know, all the people in our class does care about the schoolwork. But some people here, what I know, just skips work and lets other people do it, like copying others' homework.
Yeah, some people are, of course. Some people, I think, care too much, actually.
Yeah, that too.
It differs a lot. Some people don't care too much about schoolwork, and I think it's their choice. It could ruin their future, but some, like one paper, don't ruin the whole future. So, but that could be a dangerous. Dangerous thinking to think that in every paper, like, no, this one ruined my, then it could ruin if you think that about all papers. But some people really want a good grade, and it's their choice. So I think it's people's choice to care about schoolwork.
Yeah,
so I kind of disagree. So yeah.
Yes, go with another yellow.
Okay. People care too much about sports. No, I don't think so. I disagree. I do think it could be a little overwhelming sometimes. There's a lot of money in it. That's a little. It's a little too much money in sports, I think. But I guess that could be good also. Probably. Spain probably gets a lot of money from football, and of course American football is very, I don't know if it's good for the economy or not, but I think it's a little, sports is great, but some people care too much, actually. Some people like fight, and I don't think that's okay. It's just a friendly game of sports. I don't think so. I like sports. It could be really fun to watch and spectate.
I think people do care too much about sports, because I self have been close to a like sport fight. There were like some people walking by saying that some fans that their team sucked, so they like beat that person up. So I really think that people shouldn't care that much about sports.
No, yeah.
I know you can like it, but it shouldn't get like be too much.
Yeah, when people start fighting, they care too much about it. they should care about their own lives instead. Because it's not them playing. Yeah. If, yeah, of course there are people playing, but if someone isn't playing in a team, and no, you shouldn't beat up anyone anyway, anywhere, or any why, because, but when people start fighting, it's too...
Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah. Especially when the when they are not playing themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm? Can I take another one?
Pick a card, any card.
People care too much about the latest fashion. Well, some people, mostly teenagers, does. If somebody like doesn't have a afford for some kind of clothes, then they shouldn't buy it. They should just go with their clothes that they have afford for. Or yeah. And some people care just too much, like pushing some people out because they don't have fashion clothes. But what if they can afford it? And it's not their fault.
Yeah, I agree. I like nice clothes though, but I don't really care if people wear it or not. I don't always wear fashionable clothes, but I like it, but some people care too much. You shouldn't be pushing anyone out or something like that, because they're not wearing nice clothes. Because, as you said, not everyone can afford really nice clothes, so... the latest fashion, that's... it differs a lot. That's the most questions.
Well, I think it's pretty pathetic that some people care about fashion. If, like, a person in school doesn't have the latest fashion, then you shouldn't be mean to that person.
No, of course not. No.
Mm.
But fashion could mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
It could mean, like, catwalks with ridiculous clothes. Like, no one would wear in public. And it could be just the brands. And the brands doesn't really matter. But it does matter for a lot of people. But it shouldn't matter. Although it's... a lot of times there it's better quality with brands, but there are also a lot more expensive. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Done?
Yeah.